This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, wonderful Monday. It's a Monday we get the week started. Check us out on our live stream, 937thefan.com. Right there at the top, it says, watch us live. And when you click on that, bang, you could do that. Doran is off today. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Adam Crowley, he is in his spot. With that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's good. How was your weekend?
Wonderful. Good stuff.
Did you go to Pumpkin Patch?
No. I did not go to the Pumpkin Patch.
I managed
patch.
To dodge it.
Yes. Adam, did you go to the Pumpkin Patch?
No Pumpkin Patch, though it was discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to the farm real quick, but not to the pump, which is kind of the same place, but I just went to the farm store. So that was that, but no pumpkin patch for me, although I did see a lot of pictures of people at the pumpkin patch. I do think that Sunday's rain and then threat thereof really kind of put a damper on some people's maybe pumpkin patch plans, although then it kind of cleared up.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it rained pretty hard for a little while. A thought, and this is where we need to start with this, Crowley. Fantasy football, a lot of people playing fantasy football, right? And I think this is the tack we need to take. Let's see how many games we can win in relation to how little attention we can pay to our team. Do you like that that mindset, if you will? Get in the right mindset.
Yeah, that's been my plan the whole time.
Right.
Is to pay little attention to our fantasy team and see where it goes.
Mission accomplished so far, it seems.
Apparently, Greg Finley, producer on the AM, told me that we have it in the bag this week. Like, we're totally going to win this week.
Nice.
And we've paid no attention to it. We're reigning champions. That was enough. The inaugural year of the Fan Morning Show, of 93.7 The Fan's Fantasy Football, we came out and we blew people's doors off. Like, that was enough for me to win Super Bowl I, if you will.
I don't even know who's on our team, Crowley. I'll just be honest.
Well, we've got Daniel Jones, who's set to go tonight, but I played a man in Keenan Allen who didn't play yesterday.
Good work by you.
And DeAndre Swift was questionable. I didn't even look. He played. A.J. Brown had a nice game. Marquise Brown for Arizona put up 28 points, so that might pull us through.
Yeah, who are we playing? Who's the team we're playing?
We are playing the Burger Boys, Cale Burger and his father. We are up 87-77 right now, projected to have 104 points. They're done. They don't have anybody else.
Nice. Well,
then we're going to win if we're
so
winning.
So we win. We're going to be 1-2, baby. Let's go.
Wait, this is our first victory?
This would be victory numero uno.
Yeesh. Okay.
Yeah, that is the tack to take. Look at it one time a week and see, because if we can make the playoffs minimal effort, it says a lot about everybody else. I think that's what we do. Defending champion, we don't need to do a lot to it. I don't have patience for fantasy football. I got too much on my plate.
I have always had just one team. I'm a big believer in one team because I don't want to be rooting against myself. It drives me crazy. And then we put money into the team that I usually do with my high school friends every year. So just trying to keep up with this team has been too much for me.
Question, do you carry that over to other things? Do you only fill out one NCAA tournament bracket?
Yes.
Wow, okay. That's interesting. Not that I do the same, but not for those reasons. It's just because I don't know.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's just too much going on. So you only do one as a matter of principle? Let's dive into this. This seems pretty interesting to me. It's just like, this is me and this is what I represent, and I don't want to get into, having to say, all right, well, the Loyola Marymount, I need you to win in this one. But if you lose in this one, it helps me longer. Well, maybe if they lose and if they win here, it just gets too convoluted, right?
Well, with the tournament, it's big for me to be right. And I'm not going to say that I'm right if I have 9 brackets filled out and I just pulled off the big upset in one of them. I'm either right or I'm wrong. 1 bracket, yeah. Sharpie, that's it. And with fantasy football, it's more of a time allocation thing. I got a little kid. I got a wife.
Yes.
I got to make as much time for them as I can. I can't be focusing on 2 fantasy football teams. Craig Riley's supposed to be helping with this one, too.
That's right. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. And did he help you at all this week as he was out on vacation?
No.
No.
The one year I did deep, like, fantasy football dive was maybe 3 years ago or so. People on my street, and they've since moved. Wonderful people. They moved here from Boston, then they moved back to Boston because the guy didn't have to work in an office anymore. But everybody on our street did it. It was like this deep dive. People were way into it, whatever. It just got too much. I did more than Kevin Colbert, who was a real general manager. And it was too much. And it started, too, on like Thursday afternoon. You had to start to look into it for the whole week and set your rosters and figure it all out and then go from there. And then, oh, man, as the games approached on Sunday, it was really something. And, oh, it just – and then the advanced metrics and then – oh, is this guy, is he also, and then your defense, and then what happens if that team has the week off? It was too much.
Anything more than 10 minutes on Sunday morning is too much.
Yes.
And if you got more than one team and you got different players on each team, well, now it's multiplying, right? Now it's 10 minutes on the first team, then 5 minutes for each additional team. And you're right, Crowley, as a father of a young daughter, you ain't got time for that.
No way.
You're lucky if 10 minutes. If you find 5 minutes, I imagine you're probably hiding out on the John while you're.
You know that move?
Tying up the details. Yep, I'm experienced, man. I've been in this game for a while now.
That is the move. Sunday morning, bathroom break, couple of coffees, yep. Fantasy football, let's go. I ain't got time for a second team. I'll even look, this is crazy, at the waiver wire for my real team mm-hmm. during the week.
I mean, oh, wow.
It's an important thing to me. A lot of money on the line. This... I would like to beat the Burger Boys. I'm happy we did beat the Burger Boys.
We can't lose any points at fantasy football. We've already won.
We're kneeling down at this point.
Right, we're ahead of them, and they don't have any players left.
Yeah, unless Daniel Jones throws for 0 yards and 5 interceptions, I think we're good.
Yeah, but you can't lose points, can you?
I believe he could have
INTs
negative.
Could be negative.
He could have negative.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen, I don't think.
No, we're going to
be
fine.
So we're pretty good. All right.
We're fine.
Fantasy football. I keep waiting for fantasy football to die. Because of actual betting. And I don't know if it will.
I did for the first time in a long time yesterday, I nearly forgot to set my lineup because I was too busy looking for any time touchdown scorer props. And it got to be like 12:55-ish, and the pregame shows were wrapping up, and I was like, oh, whoa, I should check this real quick. And so I went in, checked my – everything was pretty much – not set it and forget it, but I didn't have any issues. And so I was fine, but like if I had some kind of issues, I probably would have been screwed.
Well, because fantasy used to just be it, and that's all you heard on the radio with the advertisements, because it was legal. And if you wanted to scratch your gambling itch and you didn't want to go see Uncle Ron at the corner of the bar, not that I did that before, that was the thing for you, fantasy football. But now.
Yeah, now it's betting proper. Speaking of that. Story this morning, and someone told me about this a couple weeks ago, and now here we go. The hotel at the casino at the Rivers is taking reservations now for like mid-October.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to open. It's
that close.
That changes the whole game for a lot. Now, first of all, it's probably going to be pretty hard to get into on Steeler weekends, like on the Saturday before the game and then the Sunday night thereafter. Other than that, though, it will be hard to get into, one would think, but I think it would be, that changes the game if you're like, all right, I am just going, even if you live real close, I'm going to go down to the Rivers, I'm going to play roulette, I'm going to play cards, I'm going to have dinner, I'm just going to go right back up to my room. This is going to be game changer if you're a guy that likes to play table games and just go down there. Rivers Casino Hotel.
Dangerous.
Yes, the landing. Or if in midstream, you decide, I'm just going to stay here.
That's the one that's scary.
Yes.
Because even if you've got plans, you know what, I'm going to take an Uber home, this or that. Well, now all of a sudden, you know what we're going to do? Paul or Mike, whatever. Here's what we should do, boys. Let's play a couple more hands, and we'll just stay here tonight.
Yeah.
That's what they're counting on. That's what they're going to get.
Then you get next door, and you find out that it is a Steeler weekend or something else going on, some big concert, and you're paying $400 a
oh,
night.
Oh, yeah. Ain't going to be cheap.
Yeah, I'm into it. I love hotel. Casino hotels are some of my favorite places on earth. Here's why. Everybody is on a different trajectory. If you go to like an airport hotel a lot of times, or if you, not even an airport hotel, just a regular hotel, normally the window of waking up and going to sleep and breakfast and all that, especially like a resort hotel, it's about the same. It's in the same window. Not with casino hotels. You have people eating a six-course meal at 2:30 in the morning. Then you have other people who are sleeping at noon in the middle of the in the day.
Right.
While at that same time at noon, that could be somebody carrying on a regular schedule. Like Vegas hotels are just famous for this, and it's so incredible how everyone is just carrying on a different trajectory. And the study in people is amazing to me. You know, it's 3:15 in the morning, and you're walking through the Cosmopolitan, and you have somebody has a shirt and tie on who is, like, all to do proper. They're just coming in from the night. And then somebody else is mid-form going up to get more money. Yeah. And then someone is cracking open their door like, what is all that noise outside? What do you mean? It's prime time.
It's always prime time.
Yes.
I heard I was doing a show at the old place at the casino. This was like 8 months ago or whatever. And there was a guy on his phone, presumably with his significant other. And he said, yeah, yep, I'm just getting off the plane. Yep, I'll be home soon. And he was just sitting there at the casino. How long had he been there? Did he ever jump on a bird? Was he just at the casino for a whole weekend? I had so many follow-up questions I never got to ask. But now, he doesn't have to go anywhere.
Did he seem concerned at all, like cupping the phone, the end of the phone that you talk into so as to, you know, alleviate the of the slot machines?
That was my concern for the man. But we were at the sports book. I don't know that she would have been able to hear, but I love that man's hustle, which now just got a lot easier when this hotel opens up.
Yeah, and there's enough noise, ambient noise in the background that you can trick people into that, you know?
She's not going to believe you're lying.
What if he did just get off the plane, though, and went right to the casino, and he was from another city?
He could have.
Just is relative.
That's true.
He might not have seen that person in a week.
He wasn't going to be right home, though, because he just ordered a beer.
Yes.
He
again, it's relative, Crowley.
Did you ask him?
No, I did not ask him.
What did he do then after? Did he just sit at the sports book?
He sat there. He sat there and finished his beer. I went and I did the show. He drank his beer. And then I lost sight of him. I wonder if he left or if he just went to a table game.
What if he's still there?
Yeah.
Could still be there.
He's playing Pie
Gal. Again, just his relative.
See you in a couple months, dear.
Right. He may not have seen her in years. And so just is just relative.
I love that man, though.
Yeah? Could you pick him out right now if you saw him?
I could see him. Yeah. I could see him right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing the businessman attire. So maybe he did come off a plane, or maybe he was just a degenerate gambler.
Maybe
or both.
That's true.
Yeah. Could have been both.
Why put him in one box?
Exactly.
Yes. That's why I love Vegas in the morning, because, like I say all the time, it's either East Coasters or degenerate gamblers or both. If you're up and it's 7 in the morning and you're in Vegas, you're from the East Coast, or you're a degenerate gambler, or you fall into both categories.
Yes.
But you're at least one of the two.
The middle of the Venn diagram.
Yes, you're at least one of the two. Oh, I love. And you get coffee, and you're like, oh, man, who's this guy next to me? And then you hear his Boston accent, and you're like, yep, East Coast. Yep, that guy's getting coffee at 7 in the morning. Yep. No, we're not. We thought we were going to go for a run today. That's not happening.
No run.
No. all right, lots going on today. It was a wonderful day of football, if you like defense. We get into that. The 5 in the first hour. Trey Essex, he joins. He's wonderful. Neil Walker, we talked to him. Jason LaConfora, because we like talking to him on Mondays as well. So lots to get into. Hello.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Buckeye football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.